Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass today. Hope you're having a good start to your Wednesday. Predators continuing their five-game road trip. They'll finally wrap it up tomorrow in Winnipeg. And hard to believe, first division game for the Predators this year. That will have pregame for you at 6. The puck dropped just after 7. A tough one last night in Calgary, falling 4-2 to the Flames. We say hello now to Ryan O'Reilly, Predators forward, who is with us. Ryan, good morning. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. And, you know, I said it there, setting it up, 4-2 last night, a tough one. And I know that's one you guys maybe can learn some things from, but what were your overall takeaways?
Yeah, it's a disappointing one for us. You know, again, it's been a bit of a challenge being consistent right now for us, because we're doing, you know, Tampa's doing a lot of good things. You know, we're feeling it, and you know, things are coming together, and then just kind of can't follow it up. And last game, we started well. Come out of the first period, we're up to feeling good and a good opportunity, and just a couple mistakes in that third period we can't make. You know, we had a chance to win that game, and it is what it is. You know, we'll have practice today and get the lessons we need, but we have to just have to keep building and find some consistency.
You were brought in, and I've heard Barry Trotz and Andrew Burnett describe you as a serial winner, and as they build a young team and have young players on this team, they wanted somebody, you know, to be a part of that had done it the right way for a long time. So when you talk about that consistency, and you've won Stanley Cups and seen what consistency looks like, how can you help teach some of these young guys what it means to be consistent night in and night out?
Yeah, I think, that's something I'm obviously doing, but, you know, being very vocal, I think that's a big piece. A lot of times, young players, it's, you know, learning how to be that pro, you know, learning how to, know the timing and awareness and, just being disciplined at the right time. So I think that's something that, for myself, you know, you have to have that conversation. You have to kind of, lead by example, first and foremost. And something I look forward to. I think we've got so many good pieces here, some good veterans, but the young talent here is, it's really impressive. And, we have something here. We just have to kind of keep building and, do things the right way.
Ryan, you guys have, there's so much new talent on this football, on this hockey team, and with you being here, how long does it take to bring that cohesiveness together, that camaraderie? It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a while. How important is a road trip like this and spending time together, kind of away from Nashville, on the road, where it's kind of you versus the world?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice when you can get on a kind of road trip like this early in the year. And again, we're not getting the points that we wanted. Again, we have a good opportunity against Winnipeg, a divisional game, which would be a big one to kind of come back with some momentum and we've got a big homestand coming too. But yeah, like you're saying, especially as a new guy to the team, and have a family and such at home, you don't get a chance to connect with a lot of guys. So it's nice when you're able to do some dinners together on the road and just kind of, you're eating every meal together and such. And it is a good thing, for sure, because when you're going to have success, you have to be able to, have the relationships, and road trips like this always help.
Chase talked about you being a leader on this hockey team. When you came up with Colorado, was there a couple of players that took you under the wing and said, look, here's how you need to do this and do that? Did somebody come to mind when you think about that?
I think, when I came in at 18 and I lived with Darcy Tucker, and growing up in, he had so many years in Toronto, he's kind of a Toronto legend. Someone I looked up to, getting to live with him and just see what it's like to be a pro, to have a family, and the way he would work and take care of himself, and kind of show him when I did something and say not so smart, he'd be right there to kind of, hey, this is how it works, kind of thing. And he was just a big mentor for me, as I started.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us, Predators forward. Now, you've had a couple of pretty big milestones, and they're going to celebrate your 1,000th game when you get back to Nashville. But, that's got to feel good, a pretty good accomplishment. What was that like, skating in game 1,000?
Yeah, it's obviously a very special one. I think anyone in the game, the opportunity to do that, it's a great it's a great thing, and you get to reflect. I think I've been so lucky. I have to, you know, play on so many great teams and have so many great relationships. And it is kind of weird because it's, you know, you're still kind of in the season and, you know, preparing like you normally would. And but it does, you know, it is a good time to kind of just reflect and, you know how lucky I've been and how many great people I've had the chance to work with.
I'm curious too, like you've played over 1,000 games in this league. Your head coach played over 1,000 games in this league. And I know when he was introduced, I talked to Philip Forsberg about that, and that was what was really appealing to him and excited him about playing for Andrew Brunette. How important is that to have a head coach that has been through those same wars that you all go through every day?
Yeah. I think it's great. You know, I had the chance to play against him a bit when I first came in, and, you know, always admired his game and his intelligence that he played with. And I think that is, you know, something for a team and, you know, a guy that has been through all situations. He knows, you know, nothing's uncomfortable to him. And I think that's something that, again, you know, as we go, and you can just see the way he coaches and the details he brings up at certain times, that he's just got so much experience. And it's nice for us to be able to have that and learn from.
Ryan, what city are you in right now?
We're in Winnipeg. Snow on the ground and such.
I'm curious, because you guys travel so much. Are you able, like, if I said, Ryan, let's go to a movie, and the movie's 3 hours long, can you sit through a three-hour movie?
I can.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I do like my movies here and there, so yeah, I can get through it.
I'm always curious, because you guys are always so busy and going and busy and going, to sit down for 3 hours and watch a movie. I'm thinking, there's just no way you could be that patient, but I'm proud that you could do that.
Yeah, it's I know it's not as much time as you think. Once you kind of get rolling in the season, I think, especially too after like a hard game last night, like our practices are, you know, they're fairly efficient and fairly short. You know, you're out there for, you know, 30, 40 minutes sometimes, and it's getting real quick what we need, just because it is, you know, a lot about getting rest and things like that. So it's, you know, there is more downtime than you think. And, you know, guys do movies and lunch and, you know, dinners together and such. It's, it's nice. It's nice sometimes to get on the road.
And the all important game day nap.
That is very important. You got to make sure you get a little something in, which is what we look forward to every day.
Ryan, I'm always curious. Ryan O'Reilly is with us, of guys that have played elsewhere and played against the Predators in Nashville. You obviously know how the crowd can be and what the atmosphere is like. Now that you're on the right side of things, and have gotten to play a few games at Bridgestone Arena, what's that been like for you?
Yeah, it's like you're saying, it's definitely very nice to be on the other side of it, because, you know, coming in, it was a building that you always knew you're gonna, you know, there's high energy, people are into it, people are having a great time, and now just being on the other side, it's something you feed off of. You know, you think when, you know, you're doing things well, you kind of feel like when you have teams in, you can feel that energy, you feel that excitement, and it's tough. It's a tough environment to play in for visiting teams, but I've definitely enjoyed it. And, you know, that's, you know, if we're going to have success, that's, you know, a place we need to, you know, play very hard in front of, and we know we'll get the support that we need, which is great.
Well, Ryan, best of luck tomorrow against Winnipeg. Thanks so much for doing this today, and we will talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. You too. That is Ryan O'Reilly, Predators forward, joining us here on the show. We're joined by a player every Wednesday. And again, Predators back in action tomorrow against Winnipeg. I'll have pregame coverage for you at 6 with the puck drop just after 7. Max Herz, Hal Gill will be on the call.
Serial winner. I didn't hear that. That's a fantastic nickname.
Yeah, that's something that I've heard Barry Trotz use, Andrew Brunette use, and I agree. I think what any team is looking for, serial winners, guys that know how to win, that have been through it. And
that's like madness and winning combined. I like that. That's good.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I think that's what the Titans are looking for. Like, you got a guy that clearly doesn't like to lose, which is a trait that we've talked about time
Absolutely.
And time again that you want.
Yeah.
And Will Levis, now finding those serial winners, those guys that know how to win, because that it's not easy. You know, you think you can just go out there and put up more points than anybody else and win the game. It's tough to get to that point, and that's where Will Levis and the Titans find themselves now. We'll talk more about that. Rick Stock's still going to join us at the bottom of the hour as well. It's Chase and Big Joe here on a Wednesday, 102.5, 106.3, the game.